This is episode 183 on October 27th, 2016.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I'm Matt Hoffman.
And I'm back. Woohoo! I made it back.
Good to have you back.
Thanks,
man. All is right with the world now.
I haven't listened to last week's episode, but I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Mark, for filling in while I was out. My parents came to for a visit, and it had been almost 2 years since I saw them. And oh, wow. So, yeah, it was Christmas of 2014. And so they came out for 5 days, and we had a blast. We all got sick, as you can hear from my voice. I'm recovering, but
that sounds like a blast.
Yeah. Other than that, we had a great time. We took a lot of pictures. My mom is a photographer, and I'm a photographer, and so it's very much take a bunch of pictures. Actually, my mom wanted to take a bunch of pictures, but I obliged. But how are you doing, Matt?
I am fantastic.
Good. What you been up to?
I don't know if that sounded convincing or not. what have I been up to? Not a whole lot of anything super exciting. Sneaking out when I can to get pictures. We did a little bit of traveling around down near Columbus last weekend, and just did some pictures at a farm that we were at. We have friends that have a farm, and
nice.
We stayed there for the weekend, and then on the way home on Sunday, we stopped by a state park that we hadn't been to, and we didn't get there till like 5 o'clock, and it was such a tease because it was totally beautiful, and I can't wait to go back and photograph it some more. And then I don't know, kind of ran out after work one day this week to go photo. This is like sounds so ridiculous, but I went to go photograph a tree.
Yeah, no, I saw the tree. That was awesome.
It's just like a specific tree at a park in town here that I really like, and I wanted to just go see if, you know, if the colors on the tree were good, which they weren't, surprisingly. I'm like, wow, it's the end of October. Like, when's this tree gonna, you know, turn color? But it was still mostly green. But, you know, it was like early evening, and with the sun setting kind of earlier now, there was like some, the sun was fairly low in the sky, and so there was like some really nice light, really good like side lighting on the tree and everything. So I got some pictures that I liked anyway, which was pretty cool. And yeah, other than that, I'm actually looking forward to this weekend. I think I'm going to be able to get out and get to some areas along a river to do some more like waterfall and fall foliage type photography. So I'm looking forward to that.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah, I like that tree. It's very, very much.
It has character.
Yeah, it has a lot of character. It looks like a white oak or something like that.
I don't have a clue what it is, but I think it's just cool looking.
Yeah, your images that you've taken, especially the ones along the water, are beautiful with the changes of the colors for the season. And yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah, I have a whole, oh yeah, that's something else that I did recently that I don't think I mentioned last week. I actually went fishing. This is like a week ago now, with a friend of mine from work, and he's got like a little bass boat or whatever, and I probably spent at least as much time photographing as I did fishing. So my buddy doesn't care because he's just like, whatever. He's a very avid fisherman, and all he really cares about is just having some company, and he doesn't really care what I do, which is good. But yeah, you know, the colors here in Ohio right now are they're pretty much at peak. They're kind of off the charts right now. Very beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I've been looking for some changes in the colors. So this weekend we went to Chimney Rock, and despite being sick, we had a blast. We had a good time. And the leaves have not quite gotten to the point where it's that season like what you have right now. I think it's either this weekend or this following week is when they peak, and that's usually when it's busiest. So
is it going to be specifically on the weekend? It won't be like Wednesday or Thursday. Exactly. It'll be the weekend for sure.
Yeah, I think they have it timed, but
gotcha. I'm just messing with you.
You know, but we haven't been there in peak season, mainly because it's a zoo, and everybody goes there. So we got up there on Sunday, and it was busy. I mean, there's just two lanes going through Chimney Rock, and you know, people trying to find a parking spot, and just kind of bumper to bumper traffic. Well, we got through it and got to our place where we were staying, and we dropped off our bags, and then we drove back into town, and we got out and we walked around, and the temperature was great. There was some changes to the trees. I posted a picture on Facebook of Chimney Rock. You could barely see Chimney Rock. It's at the end of the mountain, but this was a morning picture. I think this was on Monday. And the sun was hitting the leaves that had started turning yellow and red, and there was still green. And then, of course, the mountain has a little bit of green, but has mostly gray. And then you had the sky. So those leaves really stood out in the image. But that was just a small portion of what it could be. And I would love to be there one day and photograph the entire landscape when the leaves had changed. So took my parents there. They loved it, and you know, I was hoping that they would love it, because that means that, hey, they may one day want to buy some property over there. And my wife and I have talked about buying some property over in that area. So There may be a day where it doesn't matter if there's crowds or not. We're going to go over there and wait for those leaves to change and then get some awesome images.
Yeah, that's a beautiful area. I've been there a couple times and have gone rock climbing there and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, you have your lake lure. So if you're not big into hiking or mountain climbing, there is a lake there that you can enjoy going out on a boat or laying out on the little beach. And then there's shops. There's, you know, a lot of novelty shops, and then also restaurants and stuff that they're not, you know, not your, some of them are hit and miss, but others are pretty good. We did go up to Bat Cave, and which is just about a mile up the road from Chimney Rock. And they have this, cider place that was amazing. And so I got some apple butter, and we sampled some cider, brought some home. And so if you're looking for a good place to kind of go and hang out and enjoy North Carolina, definitely go to Lake Lure or Chimney Rock. It's a fun place to go.
Yeah, definitely. Cool.
Oh, also, if you want to see the images that I was talking about, go to M. Hoffman Photo on Instagram, and you'll see those images I was talking about. I just wanted to tell people where I saw those images.
Oh, my fall picture color?
Yes.
Ones?
Yes.
Fall colored? Oh, okay. I was like, none of your pictures are on my Instagram. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is going to be a short episode, but we wanted to talk about a few things. So let me hit this.
Focus point.
Ba-bum. All right. If you are not on Facebook, you probably missed the announcement. Mark has uploaded a video to YouTube. It's called Chasing Landscapes, and I really enjoy it. I know Matt hasn't seen it yet because it just happened today, and he hasn't had time to view it. But I wanted to bring it up during the show and let everybody know so that they can go to our YouTube channel and take a look at it. I think he did a really good job, and I'm looking forward to seeing some more. So this one's called, you know, of course, Chasing Landscapes. And so I think he's going to be doing a lot of landscape videos. And that got me thinking today. I was like, and Mark and I talked today. And so it was like, yeah, I think I might do like chasing cars. You know how I like to take photos of cars. I can definitely do that. And, you know, just kind of go to a car show or something like that and video the different cars, but then, you know, show the images that I take and after I've processed them, you know, kind of how Mark did it in his video. So he says, oh yeah, you can do anything you want. And I said, yeah, it'll be one day. I'll be like heading out the door. I say, all right, honey, I'll be back. I'm going to go, do a video for Chasing Girls, you know, and go out the door. She laughed. I told her that.
I highly doubt my wife would find that amusing.
Excuse me. You know, I think we can, you know, come up with other ideas and other videos. And it was this week my mom was taking a lot of pictures with her phone. She has an Android, but she has a small storage capacity on that Android. So she was constantly having to upload some pictures to Dropbox and then delete them off her phone so she could take more pictures. And that made me think of when I had the 16 gig and how much I kind of avoided doing video. And now I'm like, you know what? I have the iPhone 7. I got the largest capacity, 256 gig. And I'm like, I can do video now. And Mark was saying that he can only do, he can only do like 720p because of the, FaceTime camera. It could only record 720p. And so I was like, oh, I wonder what the 7 has. And actually 7 can do 1080p with the front facing camera. So now I'm like, all right, yeah, it's now, I have no excuse. Absolutely no excuse. I can do these videos. I can go around. If, you know, if there's a car that I found, or if I go to a car show, I can do these things. If I'm in a spot that I find a landscape that's amazing, I can definitely do that. So I have no excuse, and I need you and Mark to give me a hard time when I say, oh, I haven't done one yet, because I really need to do video. I actually took out my new DSLR and shot video for the first time with that, and I'm like, oh, this is actually a little fun. It's fun shooting, but it's not so fun editing, at least not yet.
What do you mean? Why not?
Well, okay. So Mark and I were talking about it, and you know, there's a big difference when you're doing still shots compared to doing video, especially if you're putting a video together. You have to have a storyboard, pretty much, when you are attempting to create a video. A lot of thought has to go into it. I mean, there's thought that goes into taking images, but, you know, you have to have a ton of B-roll. You have to you kind of think out what you're going to say. When you say it, are you going to have images or, things that you're going to put in there? Or is it going to just be your face talking at the camera? And so you have to pretty much think it through, and then you have to put it together. And Mark put his video together with iMovie on his Mac. And, you know, that's great. I want to try to do it with iMovie on my phone and see if I can do it that way. If not, I'll just send, you know, all the videos to Mark and he can put it all together. He's offered. But, you know, so when you're going to do a video, you know, you have to have a plan from start to finish. You can't, you know, some people are good at winging it. I'm not a wing it person when it comes to doing video, because half the time my brain freezes. And when that happens, I'm standing there with a blank expression on my face. So I need to have something there to cue myself. Like, oh, you know, just keep a little list of, oh, you need to talk about this or you need to talk about that, you know, that, and just make sure that you have something from start to finish. Or do it like the millennials do and just like chop it up, you know. If I'm going to do a video like that, I'm going to make sure that I'm sitting in totally different positions, maybe even be upside down when I chop it up. That way it looks kind of funky. I want it to look good. You know, Mark had to chop some stuff out, but, you know, that's all right. We're eventually going to get better at this, but, you know, I'm looking forward to it. So I need some encouragement to say, hey, get out there and start doing video.
Cool. Well, I will definitely check out the video after the show here and kind of get a feel for what's going on here. And then hopefully I'll do some videos too.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Especially with all the places you've been going. They're pretty, you know, pretty sweet.
Thanks.
All right. So you wanted to bring something up that happened this week.
So there was an iOS update this week. And one of the kind of bigger things that was included in that update, if you have the iPhone 7 Plus, you now have the portrait mode, which I think most people were probably looking forward to having. And basically what that is, it's a shooting mode that basically gives you that shallow depth of field kind of look, so that your subject, the person you're taking a picture of or the object that you're taking the picture of, really stands out from the background.
Yeah.
And that is a feature that's now available to those with the iPhone 7 Plus. And a few people in our Facebook group, most notably Dave Podner, have been testing that out for most of this week. And I have to say, for the most part, it seems like it does a pretty good job. There's definitely situations where it struggles to kind of tell what should be in focus and what shouldn't.
Yep.
But overall, I'm pretty impressed with it. So, for instance, Dave posted a picture. It was either a selfie or a picture that his wife took of him. And Dave wears glasses, and just the way that the picture was taken, kind of the angle that it was shot at, like the rim of his glasses on one side not like over his face, you know, and the algorithm couldn't like distinguish that the rim of the glasses should be in focus where it was kind of sticking out from the side of his face. So it kind of looks funky there because you see the rim, coming from his nose and around his eye, and then where it starts to go out off the side of his face, it's like non-existent.
Yeah.
And then there's like a little bit of hair and stuff, but that's not really a big deal, I guess. But then there was another shot that he posted of his cat. And I got to say, man, I'm really impressed with that shot, how it was able to kind of distinguish the whiskers. And it really did a fantastic job on the cat. I mean, there's a couple areas where it wasn't really sure what was going on. But overall, I think it did a really great job.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this kind of got me thinking a little bit about something. And Dave, I'm sorry, I'm going to call you out here a little bit, but not in a bad way. But there was like some discussion under the portrait of him about, it was basically between like me and Dave and Greg McMillan, just about, how hopefully this algorithm is improved and it'll be able to catch things like, the rim of the glasses and stuff like that. And Dave had mentioned that he thinks that this is going to be something that's going to, in his words, overwhelm Instagram for the next week. And I interpreted that as this is going to be like a fad.
Yeah.
Right. But I know what he means. It's like, okay, here's this new cool thing and everybody's going to play with it. Right.
Yeah.
And you're going to see a lot of pictures, probably using the portrait mode. But I think I haven't thought of like the best way to put what I'm thinking in my head, like into words that I could like speak out of my mouth here. But so bear with me here while I figure this out on the fly. I don't think we should think of this as a fad, right? Because let's take traditional photography with like an SLR or a DSLR or really any kind of camera that can do shallow depth of field. If you're a photographer and you're serious about your photography and you understand, how to use your apertures to achieve shallow depth of field or more depth of field or that kind of thing, then you're going to pick the correct aperture for the subject and for the composition and for the overall message or story that you're trying to convey with your picture, whether that's shallow depth of field or maximum depth of field. It's just a tool that's part of photography, right? It's not a fad. It's kind of what photographers have been doing like pretty much since the beginning, just about.
Sure.
With this portrait mode, yeah, it's digital. But right now, we don't have a way to have a variable aperture in an iPhone. So I see this as Apple figuring out how to give us that effect without, making some big clunky bulky phone with, a variable aperture in it. So I don't care like how it's achieved, whether it's digital or analog. It's just something that now we have this feature, and it's just something to keep in mind when you're taking the picture. If you're doing a landscape, then you're not going to use portrait mode because you're probably going to want to have everything, in the photo in focus. But if you are doing a portrait, or maybe you're doing, like a product shot or a macro or something where you're trying to isolate your subject from the background, then you are going to use portrait mode. And it'd be the same thing if you were using another type of camera with a variable aperture. If you're shooting a landscape, you're going to shoot at f16, f22, something like that, and get everything in focus. And if you're doing a portrait or macro or something like that, you might shoot it like f2.8 or f4 and get a shallow depth of field. You know, so I guess, you know, I don't think Dave meant that it's a fad, but that's kind of the way I interpreted what he was saying. But I don't want people to think of this as like a fad or a gimmick.
Well, yeah, I guess the Instagram hipsters, I can see, you know, what he's talking about there. But no, I agree also that, you know, it is a tool. Yeah, but like with any tool, you know, we sometimes will like take, for instance, a new song. Sometimes we like to listen to a new song over and over because it sounds great. We haven't heard it before. And so we, you know, we like the tune, but you know, if it gets played over and over and over and over, we tend to hate it. So it might be an effect that over time we kind of look and kind of roll our eyes, or, you know, it may just be here a little bit. Like Dave said, it might be a spike, but then, you know, it could go back down again. But
yeah, see, I don't think this, like, to me, this isn't the same thing, like, as like your analogy. Like your analogy with the song, that would fit if we were talking about like a filter. Like, sure. An Instagram, sure. Filter, you know, where it gave it like a certain color effect or something like that. You know, that I could see that would work with your analogy, where it's like, you know, after a couple weeks, it's like, all right, we've seen
you this. Were done, like, with the filters, sure.
Yeah, like this is different. Like when you're looking at, I don't know, whatever you look at to browse photography, whether it's Instagram or Flickr or IM or 500px or something like that, like, I don't think anyone's really analyzing the photos that they're looking at as far as depth of field goes and thinking like, oh geez, another picture with shallow depth of field, that's so overdone. Like, that's it. It's just different because it's not a filter.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's true. Yeah. It's so, well,
I didn't mean to like rant, but I just, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of like, you know, I'm passionate about it, I suppose. And I just feel like, just thinking about it like it's a filter is not the right way to think about it. It's part shallow depth of field, or depth of field in general is part of photography, whether it's shallow or deep.
Yeah.
You know, you're just infinity. Picking the right depth of field for the type of image that you're trying to shoot. And this portrait mode now gives us the ability to do that.
Yeah. I'm excited to see what's going to happen, because I know that, you know, Apple's not saying, all right, we got it, we're done. You know, there's obviously going to be some tweaking, some new updates, and they're gonna refine that algorithm to say, hey, I think we got it, and give people that option to be able to create a shallow depth of field with their images. So, I'd be back there trolling using one of those apps and going, look, it got like my eyebrow and the tip of my nose, but then all the background still in view. What the hey? And people are going like, what? And I'd be like, just kidding, just messing with you.
Don't do that.
No, it would be fun though. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, I think I ranted and raved enough about that.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and do this.
Post pick of the week.
All right. So we are going to extend the current weekly photo challenge for another week. Number one, because it kind of got a little bit of a late start, but then also Halloween is on Monday, so I thought it would be good to extend it through the Halloween day and allow people to add more images of, is it called spooky or creepy?
Whichever, spooky, I think it's spooky. Used.
So we're going to extend spooky for another week, and I will post that on the Facebook group. So I decided to go to the well, and the well being the Tiny Shutter hashtag on Instagram. So let me go ahead and pull it up. And this image was done by somebody who's new to our group. I saw him today and started following him. His name is Christopher Head. And this is an image of a lake with some mountains, I believe, before sunrise. And let me go ahead. I'm going to share this with the group as they're listening live. This is a beautiful image. There's a lot of contrast, a lot of silhouetting. The sky is starting to radiate the orange of the sun as it's about to rise, and there's some reflection coming off of the water. I saw it and I was like, oh man, I would love to go there. And it looks like he put in the hashtags, it's in Alaska. And I'm like, one of these days I'm going to make it there. So I decided to pick this as our post pick of the week. What are your thoughts on it, Matt?
Yeah, it's definitely a very killer landscape. I really like the silhouette kind of aspect of it. I think that's pretty cool. It's just kind of different. It's not something that I usually do. So to me, this is just like a really different type of image. And it's just taken at a really great time of day. You know, it's still color in the sky and everything. It's a very beautiful image.
Yeah, depending on the time of year, that could be like, 10 o'clock in the morning. being that Alaska is a lot closer to the North Pole. So
that's true.
Very cool. Well, congratulations, Christopher, on being post pick of the week. If you want to be chosen as post pick of the week, we typically will choose from our weekly photo challenge unless we extend it for another week. We'll either do the weekly photo challenge or we will go to Instagram where our listeners have use the hashtag Tiny Shutter and have added their images to about 35,000 other images under that hashtag. And if you're on Instagram, be sure to use that hashtag so that we can see it. I don't think I would have seen Christopher's image unless he had gone onto Instagram and did it, because I don't think he's on Facebook yet. And that's another thing. If you want to participate in the weekly photo challenge, by all means, go onto Facebook and join our group and add it to the images that are on the post. So, all right. It is time. Well, actually, no. I was going to say we need to pick it up, but that's not the case. We're extending it. So, all right. Let's see here. I think
if we just extend it every week, we would never have to think of another.
That's right.
Another topic.
Yeah. It was. We had one of our listeners on Facebook suggest reflections. She said, have we done reflections before? And I was like, yeah, we did. So I was like, all right, do a search. And I searched back and it was October 30th of 2015 that we decided to do the weekly photo challenge of reflections. So it was almost a year to the day, and I thought that was pretty cool. So we will do that one at least sometime in the near future, since it's no longer a recent challenge. But I thought that was pretty cool, and I said I'll mention that on the show. All right. Is there anything else you wanted to bring up?
No, not this week.
Okay. Why don't you... got a little ahead of myself. Let's do this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
All right, Matt, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you?
All right. You can check me out on Instagram, Twitter... Where else? I am at M. Hoffman Photo.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find the show notes, links to Facebook, our YouTube channel. Be sure and watch that new video of Chasing Landscapes. And other things that we have going on by going to tinyshutter.com. And if you haven't joined our Facebook group, it's like ever since we hit about 500, we've been steadily increasing the number of listeners. We're getting really close to 600. And it's very exciting because we have a lot of new people coming in. And that means that we're going to have more beautiful images to see. And people are going on there. They're asking questions. We have a lot of knowledgeable listeners that can answer those questions. We have listeners that are posting the apps that they like, even the ones that come up as free. So sometimes you can save a dollar or two and pick up a free app if you're on the Facebook group, because they're pretty good about sharing that knowledge. So I highly encourage you guys to join us and, join our community. We're an open book. There's really nothing, we don't have, class of people. We associate with everybody, and we love it, and we're having a great time. So join us today. All right. I think we have ourselves a show. So.
Yes, we do.
All right. Well, good show, Matt. Why don't you say goodbye to everybody?
All right, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.